Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the latest details about Toyota's investment, the $500 billion one, into Uber as part of a self-driving vehicle pact. The Journal's Greg Bensinger has more on what the deal means for self-driving car tech. But first, these tech headlines. Quartz is the latest media company attempting to cash in on the growing enthusiasm for cryptocurrency. The online business news startup is launching Quartz Private Key, a newsletter that aims to guide its subscribers through the often turbulent markets for virtual currencies such as Bitcoin. For a fee, readers get access to a twice-weekly newsletter that summarizes and analyzes the rapidly shifting world of cryptocurrencies and the decentralized accounting tech that supports them. Yahoo is bucking industry trends and scanning emails for data to sell to advertisers. The Journal writes how one Yahoo, owned by Verizon, analyzes more than 200 million inboxes for clues about what products people might buy, a practice much of Silicon Valley has declared off limits. While raising questions about user privacy under the system, Yahoo says email scanning has become one of the company's most effective methods for improving ad targeting. And speaking of email, is yours holding you back? It could be. Whether you're freelancing or on the job hunt, a poorly conceived online handle limits your career prospects. The Journal's Chris Cornelis has an in-depth look with tips on how to rebrand yourself online and why the practice is often better for your career trajectory. Find more at WSJ.com. Coming up, Toyota and Uber form a driverless car union. What a $500 million pact means.
The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by NetSuite. Introducing NetSuite by Oracle, the one financial and business management software that handles every aspect of your business. With NetSuite, you'll save time, money, and unneeded headaches by managing your whole business with a single system. Find out what steps you can take to scale your business with NetSuite's free guide, Crushing the Five Barriers to Growth, at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Toyota plans to invest about $500 million in ride-hailing company Uber, part of an agreement by both companies to work jointly on autonomous vehicles, specifically ones aimed at improving safety and lowering transportation costs. Let's get more. Joining us now from our San Francisco bureau is The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger. Hey, Greg.
Hi.
So it's a brand new pact. They shook hands, and that means what exactly? What do we know about the terms of the deal?
So Toyota will invest $500 million into Uber. It's a direct investment. They get a stake from that. And in exchange, they get to see some upside when Uber does well. But also, the two have agreed to sort of join forces on developing self-driving car technology. And it's an important initiative for both companies. And Toyota has been criticized for lagging a little bit on developing their own self-driving tech. And so this gives them, they believe, a leg up on developing these cars, which many technologists think are the future. And it allows Uber to sort of push some of its R&D costs onto Toyota. It's been a very expensive project for them.
Right. Yeah, you write about how Uber's self-driving unit is contending with such heavy development costs. It's been dealing with the fatal car crash, all kinds of things that just bleed the bank. How has cost really proven to add up these days?
Sure. Well, the biggest initiatives in recent months is they've shut down their biggest operation, which is in Arizona. They fired some 300 drivers there, mm-hmm. another 100 drivers in Pittsburgh, where they have a big tech center working on these vehicles. And these are all cost-saving measures as well as just sort of prudent choices they made after, as you mentioned, a fatal car crash earlier this year in Arizona, where one of these vehicles struck a woman and killed her. So Uber's been contending with the the fallout, a lot of people say, you know, how safe are these vehicles on our roads? And the whole promise of self-driving technology is these are safer than humans. These are, you know, these don't make human errors. And so when there's a fatality, which is inevitable, but when there is one, that means Uber has to account for the difference in opinion.
And more you're seeing Silicon Valley join forces with traditional automakers. This is actually a little bit of a deja vu because a couple of years ago, GM was the first big automaker to join forces with a ride-hailing company. If we use that as the example, how does this compare, and are there lessons to be learned from this kind of pairing? What can we expect?
Well, that one didn't work out quite as planned. GM invested $500 million into Uber's big rival, Lyft, and a crosstown rival. And it was supposed to lead to a fleet of self-driving cars on the road already, actually. And that is not the case. GM ended up buying a self-driving car company called Cruise. That became their focus. They spent $1 billion on it. And the relationship in terms of autonomous vehicles between Lyft and GM kind of soured. They said goodbye to a board member who had joined from GM, and it really didn't quite work out as planned. And it's hard to say if that will be the case with Toyota here. There's no guarantees, and this is just sort of an initial experiment.
You know, we've talked about all kinds of Uber headlines, and you know, amid whatever controversy, one thing management really has its hands full with, and it goes back to you know, the topic of cost. With everything it's had on its plate lately, shoring up costs, has that really bumped up on the priority list for Uber these days?
Absolutely. They want an IPO by the end of 2019. And so they want to have as clean a balance sheet as they can when they go on a roadshow. The relatively new CEO, he's coming up on a year, Dara Khosrowshahi, has made cost cuts a real priority. They've gotten rid of a few divisions that were unprofitable, including in Russia and Southeast Asia. And they've made all kinds of workplace reforms, which were an expensive distraction with legal bills. And so he's really put a focus on that in a public way. And they're trying to just get this as clean as possible when they go and ask for money from investment bankers.
Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Benzinger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.